You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 FM in Northampton. Welcome to Connecting the Notes. Tonight we will listen to The Bizarre and The Brilliant Mr. Bungle. We'll listen to early demos by the band, some live recordings, and explore the many other projects by its members Mike Patton, Trey Spruance, Trevor Dunn, Clinton Bear McKinnon, and Danny Hayfetz. Mr. Bungle was spawned in 1985 in Eureka, California by high school classmates Mike Patton, Trey Spruance, Trevor Dunn, and Jed Watts. Between 1986 and 1989, they released four demo tapes. The music was a mix of death metal, ska, swing, and punk, and they eventually incorporated horns into the band. Coming up, we're going to listen to their demo for the song Carousel. Welcome back to Connecting the Notes. We're listening to Mr. Bungle this hour. By the time they released their fourth and final demo in 1989, singer Mike Patton had joined Faith No More, replacing fired singer Chuck Mosley and recording the hugely successful The Real Thing. Patton's success, coupled with Mr. Bungle's Northern California following, landed the band a record deal with Warner Brothers. They released their debut self-titled LP in 1991, which was produced by John Zorn and contained the lineup that would remain intact for most of the band's career. It consisted of Mike Patton on vocals, Trey Spruance on guitars and keyboards, Clinton Bear McKinnon on tenor sax, clarinet, and keyboards, Trevor Dunn on bass, Danny Hafitz on drums, and Theo Langell on horns. It was Langell that would leave the band around 1996. Journalist Bill Panalis called the album an incredible musical tour de force. One of my favorite reviews came from CMJ. They said, quote, insane. These guys are completely insane and probably dangerous. Mr. Bungle is a menace to your mental health. Listening to this album is like being lost in a funhouse for hours, blindfolded, on speed and acid. It's like a psychotic porno Bugs Bunny cartoon, and it's the best album I've heard all year. Many other reviewers would find the album unfocused or not accessible at all. Mr. Bungle toured the world extensively in support, and Mike Patton managed to remain with both Faith No More and Mr. Bungle throughout the 1990s.
Fresh bread. Well, the fuck I said, hey, let us hear it again.
French cut fries in my fertile lungs. I get deep penetration with a fork and a spoon.
God, young leaves all spit all on my ass. We need to bond and I give up the gas. I'm a cream from a teen in Levi's jeans. Bust the seeds with a mean frog team. I like down the cloud if I don't think back.
Put some sugar on me, honey. Bring it back, ready? Give it a flame of flame. Back from the grave. Gonna burn some tow. I'm helping Rob Rose.
Big Nip, Tony, Big Joe, and it's it. Big Joe, it's it. Great Joe, and it's it.
You're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio 103.3 FM. You can visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. We're talking about Mr. Bungle this hour, and the name Mr. Bungle was based on the character Mr. Bungle, puppet clown used in short films appearing in the Pee Wee Herman show to teach kids proper hygiene. Only later did the band find out that there was also a Mr. Bungle character in the porno Sharon's Sex Party. Mr. Bungle released their second album in October of 1995. It contained almost no hint of their debut's funk metal sound and found the band branching out even more styles. Here are a couple tracks off 1995's Disco Volante.
We'll be right back.
After School Special and Carry Stress in the Jaw by Mr. Bungle off the 1995 album Disco Volante. The band toured in support of Disco Volante for over a year, ending in San Francisco in November of 96. You're listening to a demented version of Connecting the Notes tonight. We're talking about Mr. Bungle this hour. We're going to break off and explore the members' projects outside Mr. Bungle for a bit. We'll start with guitarist Trey Spruance. Trey Spruance started his own band, Secret Chiefs 3, in 1995. Joining him were Mr. Bungle's bass player Trevor Dunn and percussionist Danny Hayfetz. The first two Secret Chiefs 3 records came out in 1996 and 1998, respectively. Here's some cuts from 1998's Second Grand Constitution and Bylaws.
We'll be right back.
Each Secret Chiefs 3 album contains a different group of musicians and represents a different aspect of Spruance's interests. He's also played nearly every instrument along the way for the Secret Chiefs 3. Last year, they released an album of John Zorn's Masada book compositions. The album is called Zaphon, Book of Angels, Volume 9. Included on this is drummer Chess Smith, who we actually talked about last week as he's collaborated with Mark Rebo. He's actually also the nephew of Tito Puente. In this group is also several members of Stratosphere. We'll be right back. Secret Chiefs 3 will be touring this spring, opening for Les Claypool. I believe they're coming to the Boston area. Spruance has also collaborated with violinist Evan Kang. He played on Faith No More's 1995 album, King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime. And he's collaborated on countless occasions with John Zorn. Moving right along here on Connecting the Notes, we're talking about the members of Mr. Bungle and their various side gigs, or prominent gigs right now. Trevor Dunn, he was the drummer for Mr. Bungle. He's also kept himself busy. In addition to Secret Chiefs 3, he fronted his own group, Trevor Dunn's Trio Convulsant, and also played in Mike Patton's Fantomas. Fantomas emerged in 1998, includes Dunn on bass, Mike Patton on vocals, Buzz Osborne of the Melvins on guitar, and Slayer drummer Dave Lombardo. Those were all cuts off Fantomas' first release, which came in 1999. They were page 3, page 5, page 21, page 23. The whole album is pages of comic books. That's the theme. They're mostly minute-long songs, like you just heard. They've also released an album, Movie Themes, that came out in 2001. It's called The Director's Cut. And here's the band's take on the movie Cape Fear. We'll be right back. That was Fantomas with their take on Cape Fear, the 1962 film starring Robert Mitchum as the evil stalker, Max Cady. The original score was composed by Bernard Herrmann. Next up, we're going to hear the same band, Fantomas, take on Spider Baby, which was based on the score originally written by Ronald Stein. Spider Baby was a 1968 horror film directed and written by Jack Hill.
Screams and moans, bats and bones, teenage monsters in haunted homes. The ghost on the stair, the vampire's bite. Better beware, there's a full moon tonight.
Seen shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are changing.
The times are changing. President Barack Obama has issued an executive order to close the Guantanamo Bay prison camp by next year. But what will happen to the prisoners is still unknown. On Thursday, February 12th at 7 p.m. in the Smith College Helen Hills Chapel, attorney Saban Willett, who represents several Guantanamo detainees, will give a talk titled, Closing Guantanamo, Can President Obama Repair Torture's Wreckage? It's free and wheelchair accessible, and refreshments will be served. Sponsored by the Smith College Anthropology Department and the Pioneer Valley Coalition Against Secrecy and Torture. Call 413-531-9915 for more information. Again, a free lecture titled, Closing Guantanamo, Can President Obama Repair Torture's Wreckage? That's Thursday, February 12th at 7 p.m. in the Smith College, Helen Hills Chapel.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to the same old things that you laugh about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they turn around. But Mother Nature, back here where we need ya. Yeah, we tease them a lot, cause we got them on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Potter, and welcome back to Connecting the Notes. We join you every Wednesday here at 8 o'clock on Valley Free Radio. Visit us online at www.connectingthenotes.com. Not only can you get a whole set list of what I played here, but you can also now listen to the show, look at upcoming shows, and link from a lot of articles that I've been reading to, you know, research for this show. So check it out. It's a good spot, and keep listening to Valley Free Radio. In addition to Fantomas, Mr. Bungle, and Secret Chiefs 3, Dunn has also worked with Tin Hat Trio, the Melvins, John Zorn, and has headed his own group, as I mentioned earlier, Trevor Dunn's Trio Convulsant. The first trio included Adam Levy and Kenny Wilson. They were replaced by Mary Halverson and Chess Smith, who we also discussed earlier, Tito Puente's nephew, for 2004's Sister Phantom Owl Fish. Here's a track off that album called Liver Colored Dew. We'll be right back. Liver Colored Dew by Trevor Dunn's Trio Convulsant. Listening to Connecting the Notes. Thanks for listening, everyone, sticking with us here. As you know, we've been talking about Mr. Bungle members and their other projects. There's a lot of other projects we can't really get to tonight. Dieselhead and Barefoot Hockey Goalie among them. But we're going to turn our attention back to Mr. Bungle, who in 1999 released their third album on Warner Brothers titled California.
Deus.
Mr. Bungle embarked on 5 tours after release of California, once again traveling all over Europe and Australia. Their last tour was in 2000, and although no official breakup was announced, many suspected that Mr. Bungle was no more. Mike Patton confirmed these suspicions during a Rolling Stone interview in 2004 when he said, "The collective personality of this group became so dysfunctional. This band was poisoned by one other's person, petty jealousy and insecurity, and it led to a slow, unnatural death." He added, "It was a fun time, and sometimes you just have to move on." Well, thanks for joining me this hour, folks. This has been Connecting the Notes. Join us next week, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Also, stick around for Poison Ivy of the Mind. They are not here in the flesh, but we've got an oldie and a goodie queued up for them. And as always, you can listen to the show about this time tomorrow night at connectingthenotes.com. Thank you, and good night.